Jesus spoke to the crowds concerning John. I tell you solemnly, of all children born to women, a greater than John the Baptist has never been seen. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. Since John the Baptist came, up to this present time, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and men of violence are taking it by force. Because it was towards John that all the prophecies of the prophets and of the law were leading, and he, if you are willing to accept it, is the Elijah who is to come. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And this is the gospel of the Lord. Who is John, and what is his role? He is a prophet, and a prophet has confidence in God, who inspires him with wisdom. But the prophet also has the courage to declare the truth. But Jesus tells us that John is something more. He is the herald of Christ, and there is no greater task than that, for Christ changed the world forever. It is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. The Jews believed that Elijah would appear before the coming of the Messiah. And Jesus says of John, he is the Elijah who is to come. But will they accept his word? And how do we prepare the way? But by repentance. Repentance and the coming of Christ, that was John's main message. Jesus declares that in spite of John's importance, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. Why? John died before Calvary. He never knew the cross and what it signified. He emphasized repentance rather than the revelation of the unfathomable love the Lord has for his children. John spoke of violence and destruction for those who do not repent. His message was, on the surface, seemingly doom and gloom. But the real message was that through repentance the way is prepared for Jesus, who is, as it were, the visual aid of the Father's love. John was saying, no pain, no gain. Jesus' message is love, freedom, and joy. He speaks of loving one's neighbor, doing good to those who hate you, of turning the other cheek, of giving to the needy, of the forgiveness of sins. John died before Pentecost, and those who have received the Spirit receive the Comforter and his counsel permanently. Jesus speaks of the violence suffered by the kingdom of heaven, and men of violence who are taking the kingdom by force. Violence has reigned since men and women were on earth, Cain and Abel, for instance. Revenge reigns in many hearts, and violence appears to increase rather than decrease. Values taught by Jesus breed non-violence, but distorted views breed hatred and revenge. Violence in films, on TV, and in computer games is popular today in an often loveless society. There is, too, the scandal of the slaughter of the unborn. Many believe that the world was created by one planet violently clashing into another with stupendous force. Every sin is violence against the kingdom of God. There will always be the wicked who will fight against the church. Those who will do so are often ignorant of the true teaching of Jesus and his church, and so attack it because of fear. On the other hand, we have to work to enter the kingdom of God. We have to fight against the evils of the day and our temptations. We cannot just gently amble along and hope for reward. The Christian path is not easy, and some have fought desperately to enter the kingdom of God against all odds. The real struggle is within ourselves to be obedient to God. In the word joy, J is for Jesus, Y for you, and nothing in between.